Hello everyone, it's George from Ireland, so thank you for coming back to my channel. And this video is about the energy crisis in Transnistria. So New Year's Eve, the last natural gas supplies from Russia arrived in Moldova by pipeline. They transited in Ukraine, and Ukraine was paid transit fees. Astonishingly, this continued for almost 3 years after Russia began its illegal and unprovoked invasion of Ukraine. So Moldova is a former Soviet republic sandwiched in between Ukraine and Romania. It's landlocked. Through its history, it's sometimes been part of the Russian Empire or the Soviet Union. Sometimes been part of Romania. Independent since 1991. There was a clamor in the 90s for it to rejoin Romania. Certainly all over Romania, you see Basarabia Pământ Românesc, as in Basarabia, an alternative name for the Republic of Moldova, is Romanian soil. But that didn't happen. Transnistria has a power station, Kuchurgan, but that we needed Russian gas. It generated electricity, which it sold to Moldova proper. Now, Transnistria is Moldovan sovereign territory. It broke away in 1991 after Moldovan independence. There was a brief civil war in which Russian troops participated to fight against Moldova. And then unofficially, Transnistria became independent, not recognized by any other sovereign state. And so to this day, the Moldovan government's got no control over Transnistria. They're mostly Moldovan citizens in Transnistria simply because Transnistrian passports aren't recognized. They can't travel. It's a thin strip of land in between the river Nistria and the Ukrainian border. So it's like the Soviet Union never ended. They still got Lenin everywhere, still speaking Russian a lot, writing Romanian in the Cyrillic script rather than the Latin script, and so forth. Whereas Moldova has Romanian as its official language. They used to call it Moldovan, but like, it's 99.9% the same as Romanian. It's you're more similar to Romanian than American English is to British English, because you know there's at least at the Atlantic between the USA and the United Kingdom, there's no distance at all between the Republic of Moldova and Romania. Indeed, Romania's northeast province is also called Moldova, which is why they often call, say, the Republic of Moldova, to make it clear what we're talking about. So Russian troops have been illegally occupying Moldova since 1991, claiming they're peacekeepers. They're not. They were participants in the conflict. And peacekeepers are sent by the United Nations, not by a belligerent. Tons of Soviet-era weapons there, 1,500 of them. And Moldova learned to live with the Russian occupation because in return they got this cheap oil and gas from Russia. Remember, Moldova was the poorest country in Europe until the Ukrainian war began. They even allowed Russian troops to transit via Chisinau Airport and take a bus from there to Transnistria and so on. So Transnistria's got its own illegal border posts, and it was illegal no man's land. So a lot of illegal transactions could be done through banks there. The Moldovan government's writ didn't run there, but you know, theoretically things were done in Moldova, a lot of black marketeering and so on. Putin liked that. So they've been cut off. Now Moldova, the major portion of Moldova has successfully negotiated other sources of energy, particularly from Romania, connected the Romanian electric grid. And these days, Romania accepts that Moldova remain independent and there will just be sister nations. The absorption of the Republic of Moldova and Romania, that's no longer an ambition of many people. And Moldova, remember, aspires to European Union membership, led by President Maia Sandu, re-elected last year, who's this Harvard-educated Westernizer, but not aspiring to join NATO. But why does the Moldovan army not simply retake its sovereign soil in Transnistria? Because you know those Russian troops are cut off so far. Well, you know, Moldova is small, it's not a wealthy country, it's only got an army of about 7,000 soldiers, whereas Transnistria has got its own illegal army of about 7,000, so it would put up quite a fight. But this lack of energy for Transnistria is serious. They're rolling blackouts, they're prioritizing hospitals and so on. This could hit the most vulnerable the hardest, infants, the elderly, things like that. They said about have a month of gas left in midwinter. Are they going to freeze? Of course, they could have all the energy they want if they rejoin Moldova. but perhaps it's wrong to be using this energy weapon. I mean, the Moldovans could say, we didn't cut off electricity or gas to them. Russia cut off gas to them, or Ukraine got off gas to them, and so on. Are you going to supply them with electricity? I suppose Moldova sees it as a golden opportunity to bring Transnistria to heel. And by the way, people in Transnistria, they're allowed to go to Moldova proper anytime. Most of them are Moldovan citizens. Sometimes they're also Ukrainian citizens or Russian citizens, even Romanian citizens. Romania offers citizenship to all Moldovan citizens just automatically. Many Moldovans are taking it, not because they want to live in Romania usually, but to move further west to the more prosperous countries, because Romanian citizenship is European citizenship. And they want to go to affluent Western European countries to make more money. You know, Italy, France, Germany, the Netherlands, Sweden. In the old days, the United Kingdom, obviously after Brexit, is no longer so easy to go. So that's why there is this energy crisis. So Moldova says it's offered to help them out. Moldova Gas said Tiraspol Transgaz that it would help them out, but they're refusing this. Their arguments over price. Tiraspol being the capital of the illegal breakaway statelet and so on. So the humanitarian situation may get serious. Would Putin be able to exploit this for propaganda purposes? And obviously Russian disinformation is already being disseminated, saying that President Sandu is hysterical and so on. This is very cruel. People are dying of it already. There's also the Shore party, led by a gangster called Ilan Shore, who's part of stealing billions of dollars from Moldova's banks, the biggest single defalcation proportionally in any country's history. He's an Israeli, born Israeli to Moldovan parents. He's now in Moscow, got Russian citizenship, and so on. And that's the kind of gangster that Putin's behind, despite Putin being favorite, supposedly, of law and order. So Russia says that Sandu is preparing to retake Transnistria by force. I'm not sure that that's true, because obviously she'd legally be entitled to do so, but doesn't want to up the ante. There's a significant minority of people, even in Moldova proper, who are pro-Moscow, who would say, let's never join the European Union, be more sympathetic to them, particularly older people, less educated people, people in the countryside. Indeed, people actually live in Moldova itself, because Moldovan citizens abroad are entitled to vote. And those who live outside of Moldova, they break very heavily into the pro-EU camp, tending to vote for Ms. Sandu. Remember, the Socialist Party in Moldova, that leans towards Russia. So how is it going to play out? It'd be wonderful for Moldova if Transnistria would come back to them. 1,500 Russian soldiers surrender, all that material given to Ukraine, but there might be some sort of deal that they'll be evacuated, they'll be allowed to fly to maybe Belarus, first of all, and then on to Russia. Russia would lose its foothold. It likes to keep its neighbors off balance. They're to the east of Ukraine. Remember that border with Ukraine was between Transnistria and Ukraine was shut by the Ukrainians at the beginning of this war. So there's 1,500 Russian soldiers. They've not had a rotation in 3 years, and like more than that in some cases. So they're stuck, they're not seeing their families. They might be a little bit demoralized. Could Moldova persuade the Transnistrians to turn against the Russian troops? We shall see. Well, thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe to on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.